says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome, folks. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. Here on November 9th, 2023. James Hillsell, your host, for 1 hour from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. It's a live show. Not always lively, but it's a live show. And it is Thursday. How do you like that? So you're welcome to join the show, 512-248-8252, if you would like to call in. Plenty to talk about. Plenty of interesting things happened in the 24 hours since we last met here in the Trump Clubhouse. So let's have at it. As we all ride together, we're all riding on that snowball headed for hell. And but you know, I mean, what are you going to do? We got to fight as hard as we can, and we're not going down easy, and we're not going quiet into that. What is the line from? Is it from? Is it from the, which poem is that from? Going quiet into that dark night. I'll figure it out before the show is done. And let's see let's find some things to spark our thoughts here tonight. And of course, I always start in the same place. I always start in truthsocial.com. What did I do before truthsocial.com came along? I don't know. What was I doing? Treading water, floundering, improvising? I don't know. Where would I be without truthsocial.com? Don't answer that question. Donald Trump has 6.48 million followers, so that's 100,000 more than yesterday. Wait a minute. That's just 10,000. That's not enough growth. We need 100,000 in one day, but he got 10,000 more followers. That's okay. And he posted 41 minutes ago. So let's take that as a starting point. Give a little structure to this show. And I'm just looking around here, looking around me at all my different monitors and computers and devices and keyboards and just listening to. I've got a mixing board here on which I'm hearing my own voice come back to me in a headset. So Dylan Thomas, yes, how could I forget? We will not go, I don't know, quietly into that dark night. And, but we are slouching towards Bethlehem. That's another line. Is that, Yeats slouching towards Bethlehem? And, but we are a very resilient people. And, I mean, that's part of the deal. I mean, we will resist. We will not comply. And and you know what? We might just win. How do you like that? And you don't find out unless you try. We might just win. We've done some amazing things in the history of our people. We've been in some very dark places in the history of our people, and we've pulled off some amazing victories in the history of Western civilization. So let's see how the how we go down in the history books. Of course, there won't be any history. If we lose, we know this, if we lose, everybody who's out there like you in our listening audience, all of the people like you around the world, if you folks, we lose, we will not go down in the history books, because the history books will not be written by our descendants. They will be written by our enemies. And so nothing true about us, about you, will ever be written. People who come after us will get nothing but lies about all of us. We were awful, awful people, and we deserved to go down, to be exterminated, to be crushed under the perpetual boot of the all-powerful state. All right, so what is it? Donald Trump feels that way about it. Who cares what I feel about it? But Donald Trump feels that way about it. And here's what he wrote. He's writing to us 44 minutes ago, putting up, we'll start with polling. The latest polling, Bloomberg Morning Consult. In Georgia, Donald Trump is up over Biden, 48 to 41. Folks, that you miss. Hey, Kelso, it's just a bunch of numbers. It's not just a bunch of numbers. I assure you, Ronald Reagan or Richard Nixon or, the Bushies, they never had leads like that. Their staff could never come to Ronald Reagan and say, hey, you're winning by 48 to 41 over the Democrat. No, this is an unprecedented lead. And all, like, do you think Bloomberg is skewed favorably towards Donald Trump? Are you kidding me? Michael Bloomberg, who owns Bloomberg, okay, Michael Bloomberg hates Donald Trump. Former mayor of New York, Michael Bloomberg. He would do any, he's a never Trumper, a Trump hater. He has Trump derangement syndrome. This is his organization, which just informed us Trump is ahead 48 to 41 in Georgia. Okay, his organization informs us Trump is ahead 46 to 42 in Arizona. He and his group informs us Trump's ahead 47 to 44 in Pennsylvania, 46 to 43 in Nevada, and he's ahead 47 to 46 in Wisconsin. And in North Carolina, you guessed it, 48 to 39. Oh, here's the one consolation for Joe Biden. Bloomberg is claiming he's even with Biden, 43 to 43. That's a poll of 4,992 registered voters. I mean, come on. Stick a fork in it. I know I use that metaphor a lot, but that's it. That's a blowout. And, of course, the states mentioned here, these are not randomly selected states. These are the swing states. These are the states, if Biden wins them, he's president. If Trump wins them, Trump is president. And these are the states that Trump actually did win in 2020, but were stolen from him. Georgia, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Nevada, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Michigan. Those are stolen. I don't know if North Carolina was stolen, but all the rest of them were stolen. And remember how it went back then, boys and girls? At 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock Eastern time when we ended our show, Donald Trump was ahead. He had won the presidency in 2020. Tuesday night, 10 o'clock, we already knew he was president of the United States. He'd won. He had big leads in all these places. And then what happened? Something happened. Just miraculously, the votes... Some votes were coming in large batches. They called them voter drops. They had drops of votes. Well, what is this? And all of a sudden, these votes that were dropping were all for Joe Biden. You know, with a few thrown in for Donald Trump just to kind of paper it over, make it look you know, make it look a little better. But all of a sudden, you know, 9 for Joe, 1 for Donald. 100 for Joe, 6 for Donald. 100,000 for Joe, 2,000 for Donald. What? What's going on here? How come all of a sudden after 10 o'clock, all the votes are for Joe Biden? What's going on here? Well, it's obvious what's going on. The Democrats knew how many votes they needed to get in what states. They activated their cartel of totally corrupt, felonious criminals. The Democrat Party is a racketeer-influenced, corrupt organization. It is a criminal organization. The Democrat Party is worse than the mafia, worse than the Mexican cartels in terms of the damage they're doing to freedom in the world. Mexican cartels are horrible. The Democrat Party is worse. And anybody that votes with the Democrat Party, after all we've seen, needs to hang there. And there are some good people who do that. I know some. They need to hang their head in shame and not do it again. This is a totally corrupt, criminal organization that will be responsible for the deaths of many, many people. For example, just a small example. How about 100,000 mostly young people murdered by fentanyl? Murdered with the blessing of the Democrat criminal organization. Murdered. Where does the fentanyl come from? All of it. It comes via Mexico from China. The Chinese are deliberately manufacturing the chemicals, the precursor chemicals, with which fentanyl is either finally manufactured or simply delivered in Mexico. And it's all coming across the open border. Thank you, Joe Biden. But forget about Joe Biden. Thank you to every Democrat in America, every person who voted for any Democrat candidate anywhere in America. Thank you for helping to kill 100,000, to murder 100,000 mostly young Americans. Their blood is on your hands. FBI Director Christopher Wray, their blood is on your hands, your dirty hands. Because it's the job of your organization to stop that fentanyl. And you aren't doing a damn thing to do it. That's deliberate. That's murder. That's what's going on. Anybody who votes for a Democrat, anybody who votes for this unending horde of people crossing the Rio Grande, millions of people, millions! Let it sink in. Entire cities of people replacing the American people. And Donald Trump has got it right. It isn't even going to be millions of people. If it isn't already, well, it is already. But on just this last invasion, this most current 3 years of invasion, it is now in the tens of millions. What is it going to take? What is it going to take for America to resist? 100 million? Well, hey, thanks a lot. When it reaches 100 million, who gives a damn whether you resist? It's too late. Your country is already in rigor mortis. I'm not interested in the doctor that's going to try artificial resuscitation on, or get out the, what do they call that machine to restart a heart? The paddles. I'm not interested in the doctor that's going to apply the paddles after the patient is already turned black and cold and has been dead for several days. That's not the kind of doctor I want. I want somebody that will administer help when the patient is still alive And America is still barely just alive. And the people that won't help, to hell with them. And the people that are making, that are enabling this murder of America, look in the mirror. You will forever be reviled. Forever you will be reviled by good people. All right. And pretty soon I'm going to get excited. Let's go to the Donald Trump here. And I think Donald Trump would sound just the way I just sounded. I think if the, in his heart of hearts, the Donald Trump that, you know, sits in his office by himself, I think that's exactly what he sounds like inside his head, or maybe in the room itself. He can't afford to sound that way as a president. I don't think he can. I don't think what my presentation would sell that well. Maybe it would. Maybe it would. But I know Donald Trump agrees with every word of what I just said. And I'm not, and by the way, I'm not taking credit for it. Donald Trump is the guy who got my thinking straight on what's going on. Donald Trump's ahead of me. All right, so here's, that's that interactive, that poll I just signed. That's his post 45 minutes ago. Here's his post 2 hours ago. Judge Engoron, yes, Arthur Engoron. Yes. Is anything going wrong with Engoron, the alien? Just did whatever. Not, let me read. Start over again. I'll read what Trump wrote, not what I thought. Judge Engoron just did whatever the corrupt attorney general told him to do. A puppet, including using valuations so low that they are fraudulent. He and Letitia James committed the fraud. I didn't. He valued Mar-a-Lago at $18 million in order to make me look guilty of fraud. See, the fraud would be Donald Trump on some of his financial statements involved in commercial action. This isn't even government. This is commercial relations with banks, with lenders. That's a commercial relationship. And, of course, Donald Trump didn't engage in any undervaluing. There was no fraud. But that's not... that's not criminal action. Why is this being treated? And he's being, Letitia James is trying to sanction him $250 million. In other words, finish the guy off. Prohibit him from doing business in the state of New York. This is Bolshevik bullshit. But it's worse than bullshit. We've got to come up with a word stronger than bullshit. Much stronger. And that's what everybody who's voting Democrat or is involved in the Democrat Party, that's what they're involved with. That's what they're doing. That's their legacy. That's what they will be remembered for. Killing America. Killing freedom on planet Earth. Killing Western civilization. And once it's killed, are the clouds going to part? And we're going to get saved? Is civilization going to come back? Well, if you think so, I hope you're right. I don't think so. I think once civilization is killed on planet Earth, that's it. Game over. No pie in the sky. Game over. We'll be right back. Thank you.
you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Let's pick up where we left off. I'm on Donald Trump's truthsocial.com, and there's a great post up here that the president put up that is a graphic done by one of you. Some patriot out there did this graphic. The president liked it so much he posted it, and he does dozens of these every day. This is such a great movement. We are one movement. We are a great movement. And I think we can win. I think we can save civilization. I think we can save everything that all our ancestors fought, struggled, sweated for, lived and died for. I think we can save it. If I was completely convinced that we couldn't, you wouldn't be hearing my voice right now. But I am... I'm not liking the odds. They're not good enough, but we still have to try. And here's a post that shows a picture of Donald Trump as a boss. I don't know where somebody got this picture. He's on the beach somewhere, probably in Long Island. I don't know. There's some decent surf in the background. He might have been in California. But here's a young Donald Trump who looks like he's about... I'm saying he looks about 6 years old, and he's making a face that looks very much like the face he makes today. And then the very determined, like, hey, don't mess with me. And then the subscript, the caption is, the face you make when you know you have to drain the swamp someday. It's a six-year-old Donald Trump, knowing his mission. And then here's another one where the script over the posting, it's a picture. Now, with Letitia James, you don't need to do any photoshopping. You don't need to do any distortion of a picture, an actual picture of her face. That is all you need, an actual picture, current, of her face. And it says it all. And right over that, it says racist and corrupt. And you can put any other pejoratives in there you want. And her face fits it. I mean, this is one ugly person. Morally, spiritually, ugly person. This is the prosecutor, the attorney general, that is harassing, hounding, trying to destroy Donald Trump. And then trying to destroy Donald Trump, she's trying to destroy your country, your civilization, you and your children, your descendants, forever. Wouldn't you like to have her living next door? She's able to compel the greatest man in American history to undergo her lawfare legal torture. And so the I'll continue. Here's one the president wrote here today. We have totally proven our innocence in the fake attorney general case, in ironic quotes. We have won on every point, including the fact that their so-called star witness, that's this dirt ball, what's his name? I don't remember his name. Starts with an M, I think. What's his name? I'll remember it in a second. Is a complete fraud. He's a nobody. Who openly admitted in court that he lied and that the information he gave to the bloodthirsty and disgraceful attorney general was not factual or true. He made it all up. Then today, Judge Engelron admitted that his original decision on fraud was incorrect. Now, here's the background. This piece of garbage judge has already issued a summary judgment against Donald Trump. Now, I'm not a legal scholar, but I believe a summary judgment means the judge believes, without the defendant, Trump, having any chance in open court to present a defense, the judge believes simply on the paperwork that was submitted to him by Letitia Peekaboo James that is so overwhelmingly obvious that Donald Trump is guilty that he gives a what's called a summary judgment, meaning a quick draw judgment. You're not even going to get to defend yourself, Mr. Trump. I'm just going to blast you with a summary judgment. His original decision, that's the summary judgment on fraud, was incorrect when he said, I'm not here to value these properties. I'm here to decide whether these statements of financial condition were fraudulent. Well, the fraud that he said I committed was based on the values that were set. That's what the whole case is about. He and the attorney general knowingly put down ridiculously low values on assets like Mar-a-Lago at $18 million. And folks, Mar-a-Lago's worth over $1 billion. We'll come right back to this right after the break. Stay tuned.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
St- standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. You, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Incorrect. Now, here's a great post put up by the president. Again, this is a graphic that somebody like you sitting there listening to my voice, that somebody put up on the internet. The president is casting about, looking over the internet. He picks these things up. It's a beautiful graphic with an upside down American flag, the international distress signal. And it's headlined American Coup d'Etat. And then underneath it, this is good. I didn't read the bottom. The bottom says this. It's a pastiche of a whole bunch of photographs. Let's see, about, 10, 20, 30, 40, 30-some pictures of people whose names I'm going to read. You'll recognize almost all of them. But there are some names, some new names that we need to pay attention to that any of you are not familiar with. And so American coup d'etat, then all these pictures. Then at the bottom, under that, it says this: when this is finished, a much bigger graphic will be needed. Much bigger, exclamation mark. Biggest political scandal in American history. Very good. Of course, political scandal. This isn't a political scandal. Scandal? No, it's much worse than that. It's murder. Murder of America. That's more than a political scandal. That's never happened before. How many times has America been murdered? How many times does anybody get murdered? To the best of my knowledge, it's once. You get murdered and then that's it. Game over. And when America is murdered, game over. And that's what we're looking at. But now here's a list of names. Enjoy them with me. First name, and with each a thumbnail photograph of each of these celebrities, these giants of thinking and morality. Barack, and I love how the president said it in his last speech in Hialeah. He said, Barack Hussein Obama. He said, I got that from Rush Limbaugh. He said, Rush Limbaugh, the great Rush Limbaugh, always, whenever he mentioned Barack Obama, always said, Barack Hussein Obama. The president, he's out there. He's out there. He says that. Then the next picture is Loretta Lynch. Then James Comey. I'm not going to do a commentary on each one because there's too many names. Hillary Clinton, John Podesta, Huma Abedin, Susan Rice. There's a black widow in the lair there. Susan Rice, Aaron Zebley. Now, there's one I'm not familiar with, Aaron Zebley, but he's one of the bad ones, apparently. Valerie Jarrett, I'm well aware of who she is, Obama's right-hand woman. Ben Rhodes, Sally Yates, John Brennan. Remember, in his first vote, John Brennan voted for Communist Party Chairman Gus Hall in 1976. In this first vote. He was a good choice to be head of the CIA, wasn't he? John Brennan. James Clapper. Then here's one of my favorites. This woman is communism on steroids. Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I earlier said, you know, all you need is Letitia James's photograph to see all the evil in her. Letitia James makes, no, let's see. Debbie Wasserman Schultz makes Letitia James look like a Girl Scout. She is so vile. Then you have Evelyn Farkas. Tangentially, I've heard of her. I don't know what exactly part she's played in the communist coup d'etat. Then Susan Powers. Then Andrew Weissman. Then here's one, Mary Jacoby. I don't know what her role has been. Some of you are out there lighting up going, you know who all these names are. You're ahead of me. Then Rod Rosenstein. Rod Rosenstein. Rodney the Rat, who looks like a rat. The name here, instead of writing Robert Mueller, whoever puts this graphic together spelled Dirty Mueller. Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok. Then the next picture is his girlfriend, Lisa Page, his extramarital affair girlfriend, Lisa Page. Remember, they had the backup plan as to how they would get rid of Trump. Then Bruce Orr, then his wife, Nellie Orr. Then Jeannie Rhee, R-H-E-E. Then James Baker. Then the last photographs are these of the Hall of Scoundrels. Liz Cheney, this Judge Chutkan, forgot her first name. Then Alvin Bragg in New York, another judge persecuting Donald Trump. Then Letitia Peekaboo James. Then Judge Albert, I believe it is, Engoron. And then Joe Biden, and then ending with Jack Smith. All right, so that was great graphic. Then here's a picture of a Trump rally. This is an arena, a recent rally. A huge, giant crowd. It looks like Notre Dame versus USC, except there is no playing field in the middle because it's filled with people at a rally for somebody. It's the whole place. Every seat is sold out, standing room only. There's no football players on the field. No baseball, nothing, but the stadium is full. Oh, there's a Jumbotron at the end so I can see who it is. The little figure who's at the podium. The Jumbotron tells me it's the Orange Man. Totally packed stadium. He's done that arena, stadium, football fields, airports. Unbelievable crowds. Crowds such as has never been seen anywhere in world history. At the drop of a hat. And then the person who put this beautiful graphic together put in bold letters said, "The media can try to deny Donald Trump's popularity all they want." Then at the bottom, like Paul Harvey says, the rest of the story, but they can't deny this. And that's underneath the picture of us. I've been to four of these rallies. I hope you've been lucky enough to have been able to attend one. And if you get a chance, take it. Because this is for all the marbles, folks. This may be all you get. As history runs us over. When this is over, you may say, "I wish I'd been to a Trump rally. At least I could remember it." But it helps too. You're helping when you go to a Trump rally. You're filling that stadium. Every single American soul that's in that stadium, in that picture that I'm looking at, is helping our cause by simply being there. And the man with the most balls, the biggest guts, the most integrity in that whole giant crowd, are any of the people in that crowd putting themselves as at greater risk as the little figure right in the middle of this whole thing? With Secret Service, I can see 20 Secret Service people lined up all around him, spaced. They're spaced about 10 feet apart. It doesn't get tighter than that. Who's most at risk in this whole crowd? Those Secret Service guys are pretty much. They know it. They know it better than we do. That they're at significant risk. And when the risk comes, they're not going to run away from it. They're not going to duck. They're not going to dive for cover. They're going to try to get between the risk and Donald Trump. But the man at the podium, he's the man in the arena. He's the man who's risking his life for me, for my kids, and for you. That's my hero right there at that podium. And I've seen him in person 4 times at that podium. And I'm damn happy that I did. And I waited for days before he got to these events so that I could get in and get a good seat with my kids so they can say they saw him too. All right, let's go further down. When you attack, this is another great graphic. This is like a story. The man is a cinematographer. He's a genius, a filmic genius. This graphic shows a picture of Donald Trump superimposed over a giant crowd with Trump Force One or Air Force One in the background, pulled up to an airport. Might be one of the rallies I attended. And it says, when you attack President Trump, .. the bottom of the picture, you're attacking the American people. Damn right. Here's another post from Donald Trump. He's just reposting something that somebody else has put up. Listen to this. Meet Letitia James. This is a not Donald Trump didn't write this. He reposted it. But he believes this is something you should read. Meet Letitia James, current AG of New York, whose primary focus is getting Donald Trump. That's what she said. She claims Donald Trump uses his status to overvalue his properties and secure better loans. Okay? No, like Paul Harvey, the rest of the story. In 2010, Letitia James' alleged net worth was $100,000. Remember that number. From 2013 to 2018, she served as the New York City public advocate, whose job was to protect citizens and advocate for them. Okay, that's not some big fancy job. Probably vastly overpaid, but while doing that job, somehow her net worth allegedly, and that's she's alleging this, went from $100,000 up to $5 million. Now, has that happened to you folks? To some of you that have a pretty good job? This is not a high. This is not some highfalutin job. New York City public advocate. That just means an attorney whose job was to protect citizens and advocate for them. Okay? Like an ombudsman. I'm sure many of you out there have a better job than that. It probably pays better. While doing that job, somehow her net worth went from $100,000 to $5 million. Now, what happened to you folks? In a five-year span, did your $100,000 net worth go up to $5 million? From a government job, not from an incredible investment, you know, just from your job, your savings from your job. Since becoming Attorney General of New York, which is just like last year, a couple years, her net worth is now estimated to be $15 million. It tripled again. So from $100,000 in 2010, 13 years later, $15 million. How does she do it, writes the poster. Well, that's the most ironic part of all this. Remember, she's alleging fraud and criminality against the public by Donald Trump. And she's, what is the multiplier? From 100,000 times 10 would be a million. 15 would be 150 times multiplier. That's a pretty good ROI. Pretty good return on investment there, Letitia, baby. She owns a ton of property and many have even complained that she was able to get them way under fair market value. Oh, how did she do that? She says this was because she has such a keen eye and deep understanding of real estate. Yeah, much. Okay, then it gets more vulgar after that. But the president puts it up. It gets kind of vulgar in the next sentence. Well, I'll omit that. As usual with Democrats, here's another poster. As usual with Democrats, corrupt A.G. James is guilty of what she is charging Trump with. This is always the case. It's called projection. A term in psychology. Why can't someone investigate her? Come on. Come on, Republican Party. Come on. What's her name? What's that piece of garbage who's the president or the what's her title? Director of the Republican National Committee. Rona Romney. That's her middle name, and it's a Romney name. McDaniel. Ronna McDaniel. Ronna, why haven't you investigated Letitia James? Why aren't you protecting our hero, our Republican candidate? You're the director of the Republican National Committee. I think that's her title, director. You're the head of the Republican National Committee. Why don't you get off your fat butt and investigate Letitia James? Why don't you do something to defend patriots? I'll tell you why. Because you're a rhino fraud that needs to be fired right now. Ronna, and that, by the way, that's my message for tonight's show. Ronna Romney McDaniel, get out of that job. You're fired. You're a complete failure. You're not a failure. You're worse than a failure. You're a traitor. You lost in 2018. You lost in 2020. You lost in 2022. Now you've lost in 2023. An unbroken series of complete Republican failures to defend Republican candidates. Completely starving the campaign chests of Patriot MAGA candidates. And only helping rhinos. Ronna McDaniel needs to be fired immediately. Not in a week. Immediately. Tomorrow. All right.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell, walked a giant of a man.
Pretty soon I'm going to get angry.
Well, grabbed a sagging timber,
we'll be right back.
With a groan, and like a giant oak tree, just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's a hole in this country where its heart used to be, and no glory is divided on fire in the street. They say building back better make America great. If that's a wave of the future, all I've got to say, stick your progress where the sun don't shine. Keep your big mess away from me and mine. If you leave us alone, well, we'd all be just fine. Stick your progress where the sun don't shine.
All right, now let's Thanks to our producer, we recovered that reference in literature to do not go gentle into that good night. And that's from Dylan Thomas. Dylan Thomas, we're going to hear Dylan Thomas reading it. Now, who knows where Dylan Thomas would stand right now? He's long dead. And some leftists think he's a hero of theirs. Well, they might be in for a big surprise because Dylan Thomas is a brilliant guy. And I think some of their, I'll give you an example. I can give you examples of a number of people that the left might think are their heroes. One time did think were their heroes, but they were good men with very brilliant minds. And they would be on our side today. So here's Dylan Thomas reading, "Do Not Go Gentle Into That Good Night." So this is Dylan Thomas himself, and I'll get you the year of his death in a moment.
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage against the dying of the light. Though wise men at their end know dark is right, because their words had forked no lightning, they do not go gentle into that good night. Good men the last wave by, crying how bright their frail deeds might have danced in a green bay. Rage against the dying of the light. Wild men who caught and sang the sun in flight, and learned too late they grieved it on its way. Do not go gentle into that good night. Grave men near death, who see with blinding sight, blind eyes could blaze like meteors and be gay. Rage against the dying of the light. And you, my father, there on the sad height, curse, bless me now with your fierce tears, I pray. Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage against the dying of the light.
Wow. Dylan Thomas and his years. Died in 1953. I was 5 years old. We'll be right back. Well, let's see. We've used up all our time. That was good to have Dylan Thomas end the show. We'll continue again tomorrow night.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.